When Chris finished his schooling at the age of 21, he went to live at North Plain Farm in Great Barrington, a small community created as an outgrowth of the Camp Hill movement, which had started in England. The basis of the community was life-sharing. People with developmental and intellectual disabilities lived and worked together along with their helpers, sharing their lives. Growth came from each person's effort in building community. Life sharing is grounded in the philosophy of Rudolf Steiner, the Austrian educator and visionary who founded the Waldorf school movement. In 1906, at the age of 40, Steiner startled the academic world by publicly describing his psychic experiences, a shocking revelation from an acclaimed scholar. He spent the next 2.5 decades building a series of international movements to apply his spiritual insights to education, agriculture, and the healing arts. Personally, I had found Steiner's writings to be difficult and esoteric, and his views on healthcare to be mystifying. But I was impressed by the practical achievements of his educational philosophy and felt great respect for those individuals who are attempting to apply it. There were 3 small farms near Great Barrington, in addition to North Plain, that were part of the life-sharing community: Buena Vista Farm, Orchard House, and Shadow Wood. The total community numbered about 40 people. Needless to say, Christopher's bottomless individualism was a profound challenge to the whole community, and the demands of life-sharing were a profound challenge to Christopher. Chris rose to the challenge, but he never stopped tempting fate. 6 weeks before his death, while working at a cooperative garden near Orchard House, Chris climbed into one of the group's minivans, which was parked on the edge of a hill. Placing himself in the driver's seat, he released the emergency brake and shifted into neutral. The van rolled off the shoulder of the road and through the fields. It careened down a quarter mile of pasture and came to rest in a clump of bushes at the bottom of a hill. Miraculously, Chris was unhurt, and the van was barely scratched. Chris didn't speak a word for 2 hours afterwards. A few days later, on a visit to the farm, Christina asked him why he had taken the van. He beamed his ear-to-ear grin and said triumphantly, "I wanted to drive." During his 9 months at North Plain Farm, Christopher's conquest of himself became a focal point for the growth and cohesiveness of the community. If he could trust the group enough to relinquish his constant testing of limits, then the community itself was validated. By the time of his death, he had crossed the threshold, and a new era for Chris seemed at hand. Death suddenly destroyed the possibility of going further.